Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It is time for Valentine's, and I want to talk about facial attractiveness. What is it that makes a male face attractive or a female face attractive? What are the features of the human face that are shaped by evolutionary signals, cultural influences, genetic expression? What are the things that distinctively make us handsome, beautiful, attractive, whether male or female? And when we understand the distinctions between male and female faces, we can derive a lot of insight into what's considered universally attractive. And we're going to talk about conventional beauty and conventional gender, because that's kind of evolutionarily how we have evolved into masculine features and feminine features. So we're not going to get too much into gender differentials and the blending and the ability for people these days to choose their own representation of their fluid sexuality and who they are. If we look at, in general, in men, a strong square jawline and a pronounced chin symbolize a lot of testosterone influence and suggest strength and fertility. In women, we see a V-shaped jaw and a softer, less pronounced chin and tends to emphasize femininity and youth. In the forehead, the male forehead is not just wider, but they often have a bony ridge, a brow ridge that gives the face a more dominant look. Women's foreheads are typically smoother, higher, more rounded. They have a softer, more open facial expression. And cheekbones, my favorite. It's actually my most favorite feature of the face is the cheekbone. Very high cheekbones are desirable for both genders. In women in particular, cheekbones are positioned slightly higher. They enhance the eye. They give that beautiful apple of the cheek, the youthfulness. And they give a certain broadness to the midface. Women who retain their beauty into their 70s, 80s, and 90s, if you look closely at their facial structure, they all have really beautiful midface cheekbone structure. So that high cheekbone is really definitive for women's beauty. In contrast with men, men's cheekbones are not quite as elevated. They're more squared, they're more chiseled, they're more horizontally oriented. While still attractive for a male model cheekbone look, they don't have the same level of prominence or elevation. Now the lips, of course, the lips are important for that sexy projection of fertility and sensuality and youthfulness. In women, it's not just about volume, but also about shape and definition. In particular, a prominent Cupid's bow reflects a really fertile potential and very romantic potential. In contrast with men's lips are thinner, less vascular, less well-defined, reflecting lesser estrogen influence. So these type of features of the face, whether it's large bone structure and chiseled jaw, big forehead in men, testosterone dominance, and in women, the high arched cheekbone, the plump, soft, voluptuous lips, more estrogen dominance. So this evolutionarily is something that we see with a visual. We make our first impression in 3 to 7 seconds when we meet a person. And very often it is a physical attraction or physical presentation of beauty that gives the first impression. So those things that reflect youth and fertility are so important. Whether it's full, thick head of hair, plump, pink, fertile-looking lips, or, you know, strong, chiseled, square jawline that's going to be a good provider as a hunter-gatherer. We want to find these things evolutionarily. Still, to this day and age, these things are built into our genetic DNA evolutionary growth as humans. In terms of eyes, the appearance of larger eyes in women is due to their higher, more arched eyebrows and fuller lashes, and more open, youthful, you know, beautiful eyes. That attracts many men. That attracts many women. That open honesty and perceived health is present when you look in someone's eyes. You can see yellow jaundice eyes. You can see bloodshot, tired eyes. You can see dark circle, hollow eyes. You can see bulging fat pads, which signifies aging. So much is reflected by the quality of the eyes. You can see cataracts, which are glassy and translucent. You can't see quite through them. Aging process. The appearance of the eyes, the perceived openness in youth contrasts often with deeper set eyes in men and more heavy set brows in men, and also thicker skin to their upper and lower eyelids. In noses, this varies definitely between cultures and individual preferences, but in general, men's noses are more pronounced and larger, with women's smaller, more refined, aiming to harmonize and balance with their facial features. Now, men have the beautiful advantage of having thicker skin and has oilier texture. Every time they shave, they're dermaplaning their face. They tend to age well because of this thick, sebaceous, oily skin and high testosterone levels. This is not fair. I think it's just blatantly not fair that men get more rugged and their thicker, oilier skin that they've been regularly shaving and dermaplaning gets them to stay more youthful over time. And women, by contrast, we put on a bazillion creams, products, and treatments, and the skin is thinner. It atrophies more easy. It is smoother, more delicate. It often has, surface textural pigmentation from hormone and melasma and pregnancy changes. So I think that women have it hard here. And I think that things we do right now, like microneedling, dermaplaning, and doing treatments that stimulate collagen production, that's going to help us catch up and maintain firm, taut, toned skin like the men have. Now, with these distinctions in mind, an overall look at attractiveness can apply to both sexes. And that's when we look at symmetry, skin health, facial harmony, the eyes, the full lips, the cheekbones, everything in harmonization. That suggests good health and genetic quality. So while we're not just seeking genetic mates these days, and we're not all interested in childbearing, and we're not all attracted to all of these features, evolutionarily, this is what made humans look attractive. And I'm a fan of doing the things that maintain our beauty. I always respect what my patients want to do with their beauty and their face. And I think it's so important when we see patients these days to talk to them about how do they identify, what do they want to project, to not just assume that a man wants thin lips or that a woman wants a high arched cheekbone. Not everybody does. And individuality is so important as well. But overall attractiveness of clear, healthy skin, full, lush hair, a big, genuine smile that shows healthy teeth, like these things transform the face. So go forward, be friendly, be open, be attractive, be cheerful, smile every single time you see someone, and you will have people wanting to spend time with you. I think that the science of attraction and the anatomy of attraction offers a window into this very complex interplay between biology and culture and preference. And I hope you go forward and have the most amazing Valentine's Day. Remember, it's more than science that makes your face attractive. And everybody, until next time, stay beautiful. I will see you soon. Our podcast is every Tuesday, and every Friday we do a 5-Minute Friday. The Tuesday podcasts are slightly longer. If you haven't yet heard all the good ones, you should check out some of our older episodes. We're almost at episode 600. I'm so proud of this podcast. This year we have almost 1.7 million downloads, and it's been so fun to chat with you guys. You send me the best ideas. Don't forget to rank, rate, and review the podcast on iTunes. Send us a screenshot of that with your name and address to our email. It's info@beautybydrk.com, and we will send you some deluxe size samples of our skincare. You can check us out at Beauty by Dr. K, and our website is beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, my gorgeous beauties. Stay beautiful.